Thank you. Praise God. You know, this has been an interesting week, and one of the things that the Lord has really been speaking to my heart about is the goodness of God. You know, last week, the devil let out all the stops. He attacked in every different direction. He attacked me in every which way I turned. He had a demon to attack me in. And I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. You know, it started when we put our heat pump system in, and then the fan motor went out of another unit. And then this was like $1,500 to $2,000. And they found one for around $800 and came, but it was the wrong one, and they had to order one. And then after that, I got a message from the government that they wanted my tax records for 1995 because I was getting ready to retire, and then I came home and there was a fire at the church, and we got to sleep and there was a fire at the church. The fire trucks were down here, and it was there. And then I get home on Sunday evening and I get an email from somebody that wants me to give up a maintenance agreement and things with my road and things in my driveway, and all these things began to hit. And everything was closed on Monday, so everything was laying on Tuesday morning. But on Tuesday morning, when I went to the park and I got out of my car, the Lord put this song into my heart, The Goodness of God. And how thankful I am for his goodness and his mercy. And God reminded me, he said, son, how many times when you were in the midst of things did I show up, and was I not faithful to you? Did I not see you through? Did I not carry you through? Did I not carry you as a mother carries her child? I carried you in my arms. Then all of a sudden, I got a phone, and the phone dings and rings, and it's Mountain Valley. And they say, hey, by the way, we found you a motor for your church for $630. We'll be there on Thursday morning to put it in. In other words, it didn't increase, it decreased. And then I got on the phone and with the Social Security Department, and everything worked out, and I got more money than I thought I was going to get. All right, and all of a sudden the Lord blessed. I'm saying that every which way we turn, God has been faithful. But one of the things the Lord is speaking to me about, and it's really, you got to listen to this, because God is speaking to us. He's speaking to the body. He's not speaking to the world here. He's speaking to his disciples. Amen. And the Lord said to me, the Lord said that my children have spiritual cataracts in their eyes. They're not seeing truly what's going on in the nation, in the world. They've been led in every different direction. They've been scattered. They've been bruised. They've been beat up. And God said, I'm getting ready to manifest myself like never before. I'm going to show my children who I am. There's a great number that are going to return, but some are going to depart, because they will not be able to handle the glory that's coming to the house of God. You know, when the glory comes to the house of God, it calls for change in our lives. Every time I get in the presence of God, he shows me something I got to work on in my life. Hello? Amen. Amen. He gives me some Holy Ghost conviction. You know, he never beats me up. He loves me. And he loves me so much, he only not shows me what's wrong, but shows me how to be better when I get it fixed. The Bible says without vision, people perish. Sometimes we got to get a catch a fresh vision for our lives. You know, and what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, he says, we're not throwing rocks at one another. We're not throwing rocks at one another, because what happens when you throw rocks? You might crack a windshield. And when you crack a windshield, it impairs vision. And that's what the adversary has been doing. He's been throwing rocks and stones at the body of Christ, and it's impaired vision. But God said he's opening eyes back up. Amen. He's going to do Holy Ghost surgery. I call it spiritual cataract removal. Amen. By the master surgeon, the Holy Spirit. So tonight, if you open your Bibles with me to Acts chapter 9, The Lord was speaking to my heart about spiritual rest. And so many times, we do not rest in the finished work. So many times we try to do it in our own strength, in our own power, and it doesn't accomplish anything. Because if we're not led by the Spirit, there's no building up of the church. There's no multiplication. And I want to focus your attention tonight on verse number 31. The Word of God says, "And then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied." Amen. Amen. In other words, they had to enter into the rest of the Lord. They were edified. Amen. They were walking in the fear of the Lord. They were in reverence and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And then multiplication came. Amen. So tonight, first and foremost, one of the things the Lord keeps speaking in my heart about is the edification, the building up. And it might sound like a stuck record sometimes, because the Lord is serious about this, that the children of God, we need to build one another up. We need to edify one another. Amen. And he reminded me, is this is a building process, that we're to build one another up. How many know that everyone's going through something? Amen. I heard a prophetic word that the devil was letting out all the that all out, and that the body of Christ has been attacked in every which way but loose. Amen. But the Lord just reminds me constantly that he is greater. Amen. And he reminds me that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. God never says that we will not go through trials and tests and persecution. But he says, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you for my name's sake, for great is your reward." Amen. In other words, I'm not one of those guys that are going to agree with everything that doesn't align with the Word of God. Amen. If it aligns with the Word, I can agree with it. If it doesn't, I can't. So let's look at to build one another in Romans chapter 14, verse number 17. The Word of God says this. He says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another." Amen. Amen. So he says to us that when we're building somebody out, it's for their benefit. Amen. Like I was talking about the Holy Spirit convicting, it wasn't to beat me up. It was for my benefit and for the benefit of others. In other words, if you don't receive it and apply it for yourself, you can't minister and teach it to someone else. Amen. I thank God for his benefit package. Amen. And Romans 15, verse number 1. He says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities or the weaknesses of the weak and not please ourselves." Wow, that's a big picture by itself. "Well, Pastor, I don't like doing that." Well, it's not for your benefit. It's for the benefit of someone else. Amen. Jesus said, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is your good and reasonable service." Amen. So as we're looking at this, he says, "Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me." Amen. So he's saying, hey, we're going to build one another up or for edification. It's for the benefit of others, but it's also for our benefit. But it's more blessed to give than to receive, and we can't outgive God. Amen. So this calls for us to bestow it, the bestowing, or to bestow. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul speaks about the gifts of the Spirit active in the body of Christ. And at chapter 13, he speaks about them being meshed together in love. Chapter 14, he brings understanding, okay? He interprets it and gives us a deeper interpretation. But in verse number 26, he reminds us as in a gathering, as we gather together. He says, how is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you have a psalm, have a doctrine, have a tongue, have a revelation, have an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. Can we give God some glory that here, Melissa and Isidem came Sunday morning. Her mom was rushed to the emergency room in the hospital. Her body failed, and it wasn't working at all. They put her in the ICU unit and put the whatever it's called. What do they put on them? Incubated. They incubated her. They wasn't getting no response. We sent the word. Her body turned around, was restored. She went home today from the hospital. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know that God's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he has not changed. It was a miracle healing service. The Lord said, just like the Roman centurion, he said he believed, and he sent the word, and his servant was healed, and she was healed in that self same hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. Melissa called me right before service to say that's why she would come in this evening, because she had to take her mom home. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But he first talks about the edification, then the exhortation, to exhort, to encourage. We're not only building one another up, but we're to encourage one another. And I was looking at the gifts in Romans chapter 12, verse number 6. The Apostle Paul reminds us, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, on he that teacheth, on teaching, on he that exhorteth, on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Amen. So when I was looking like this, the generation, the gift in the generation, the Apostle Paul would say in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 11, the Apostle's writing to his student Timothy. He tells his student in verse 11, these things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. In other words, be a doer, not just a hearer. As you do it, our actions are speaking louder than words. The glory I have here is in Hebrews 13, verse number 20. I'm so thankful for the Lord. I'm thankful for His goodness and His mercy and His grace. Amen. Amen. Man, I've read the book. And the church really should be really excited right now, because this ushers in His return. What's taking place in our nation and the world right now? And if you watch the prophetic word and paid attention to the word of God and listen to the prophetic word, He's at the door. Amen. Amen. And I think He's coming back for a, like I said, He's coming back for a glorious church. Amen. When the glory comes into the church, it's going to be glorious. Hallelujah. Amen. He says in verse 20, the apostle, they don't give him credit, but I believe it's the apostle Paul. It wasn't signed as author. But the word of God says, now the God of peace, verse 20, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words. In other words, we don't have to have many words to bring exhortation. We don't have to have many words to bring edification. You know, one of the things that I find is so many times people talk too much. You know, I have ministers, and I'm going to send this out so some people can listen. There's things I want to listen to on the web and things where people are ministering, but their introduction to it takes 15 or 20 minutes before they ever get to the point, and they've already lost me before they got to the point. So I don't have they've lost me before they got to the prophetic word. In other words, I believe you got a word from the Lord. You get to speak the word of the Lord. You don't have to talk about where it all came from, how it all came, and when it all came. Just bring the word of God forth and let the word accomplish what God sent it to do. Amen. I believe we talk too much. Just saying. I don't know. When Paul was preaching, he spoke to the point. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Didn't mean to get there. Had to get there, though. Listen to this. This is it. There's no condemnation. There's no judgment. And nobody. I'm speaking as a person. And as a person, I have what's called attention deficit disorder, or my mind's going in different directions. And I have an attention span. And if you don't reach me in that attention span, you've done lost me. And the world and all the business of the world that we're in right now, there's a small attention span. And God says we got to get them in that attention span. The Holy Ghost can do a work, but we only have a short, small attention span in the times that we're in. There's so many distractions that are taking place. Nobody gets any rest because they're distracted by everything. A lot of people even go to bed with their phone. They never slept with a phone before, but they sleep with their phone at night. They might get a ding. Right? I'm just saying, that's just the age we're living in. And he was reminding me that as the Holy Ghost gave them rest because they were edified, because they were encouraged, because they were comforted by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thank God for the Comforter. I thank God for the Comforter that comforts you and I. So I have third, the exaltation in Acts chapter 5. Stephen is getting ready to get stoned, and it isn't like the people are getting stoned now since they made marijuana illegal in the United States of America. All right? That's another message. But the Lord reminded me and reminds you and I that when God uses you and I for His kingdom, It's for his glory and for his honor. We're not exalting ourselves, we're exalting Jesus. And in Acts chapter 5, verse 31, the word of God says, him have God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are as witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God have given to them that obey him. In other words, they didn't like what they were hearing. All right? And you go on another couple more chapters and it happens to Stephen. We'll get there in a minute. So what he is saying to us here also is the wisdom. The wisdom. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul. Verse 7. The Apostle Paul said this, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that were given to me, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Amen. In other words, God was using them in a magnificent way, but brought him back down to earth so he wouldn't compare himself to God. Amen? Because God doesn't share his glory with no man. So when he was looking, I was looking at the working. I love Solomon in Proverbs chapter 14. Verse 33. The word of God says, wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. But that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And what the Lord was saying to me, if we're looking for this explosion, God wants us to be ministering edification, edifying the body of Christ, exhorting one another, exalting him above every circumstance and every situation. Amen. You know, it's kind of like when you try to carry things that don't belong to you. Okay? And you're stressing over something that belongs to the Lord. All that stuff that hit me last week, and I could say, man, I cast it all upon the Lord, and he took care of it all, and it didn't bother me a bit, that would be a lie from the pits of hell. It wouldn't be the truth. All right? Matter of fact, I got stressed over some things that there wasn't any reason to even be stressed over them, but I got stressed over them anyway. I'm just being real. I got a cold sore on my lip from getting stressed. That's the only thing that happens to me if I'm stressed. So if you see something on my face, slap me and say, get over it. Hallelujah. And why was I stressed? Because I was carrying something that did not belong to me. It would belong to the Lord anyway. Amen. And God just reminds you and I, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. I've called you and I've appointed you for a time such as now. Let my spirit arise in you. Let the power of my power arise in and through you and bring edification in your workplace. Build people up wherever you are. Exhort them to follow Christ. Amen. Exalt the name of Jesus no matter where you're at. Amen. And then all of a sudden, you're going to see the explosion. Amen. The multiplication, spiritual multiplication comes when we start leading people to Jesus. Amen. And God puts somebody in front of everybody, every day. And there's only one thing that saves them. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. Amen? Man is a sinner and heaven is free. God is love. Christ died for you and me. If by faith you receive, you will live eternally. Just throw the word in it. The word's what transforms their lives. It's not my story. It's not my testimony, even though my story and my testimony gets their hungry for the word of God. Amen? That's just to make them thirsty. But we open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen? So in the explosion I found in Acts chapter 6, are you with me? Verse number 7. This is what took place. And then the devil attacked Stephen. The word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. But Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Amen. In other words, when miracles start taking place, there's the gainsayers. People don't like it. Amen. I believe signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. Amen. So what he's saying here, we get our rest by sowing and edifying and building others up, by encouraging them, all right, by exalting the name of Jesus. And then we're going to have a Holy Ghost explosion. Amen. Amen. I thank God for all he's done and all he's doing, but I'm excited about what he's getting ready to do. You know, every time, as in ministry, when I go through hell, there's a blessing that's right there. Amen. And the devil sent out his demons and devils and witches and whatever else he sent to try to stop what God's going to do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Father, we're so grateful for your word, grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Father, you called us, Father God, and you give us rest, Father God, by your spirit, Father God. And as we enter into your rest and operate in your rest, Father God, then what comes out of us, Father God, is words to build others up. It's words to encourage one another. It's words to exalt you, Father God, to lift you up. And then there's the harvest, the explosion. So, Lord, I thank you for every man and woman that's here tonight. I pray blessings upon each and every one. Just give them fresh revelation of you, Father God, in a supernatural way. And we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Did they find Xenia yet?